Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back. It's the final hour of ITL on FNTSY. And you know what that means? I am joined by my friend, Casey Bubba. Casey, what's going on, man?
Not much, my friend. Just another beautiful week of football action to talk with you, and I'm glad to be here once again.
Now, last week, you know, we look at the sheet and Welsh asked me about it. He was like, so they're red on the sheet? Is it green on the sheet? I said, there's a lot of green on the sheet. But the prop bets, I think, gotcha, which is weird because you've been it seems like as the season moves forward, you've been better on the prop bets. And I do love that, like, I just get to judge you this whole hour here. Like, you know, you don't make if you want.
Oh, don't think I'm not sitting here judging you, my friend.
Well, of course, you know, quietly judging. I mean, who doesn't do that? Come on. But this week was weird for the games. I mean, I was terrible against the spread on the over unders, and you were great. You were 9-4 against the spread. You're 8-5 on the over unders, and I think 5-8 on both this week. Let me just double check this. Let me look at it. I was 5-8 on both. Welsh was 4-9 against the spread, but he was 8-5 on the over-unders as well. So it was just a weird week. And let's start by going over this, this Sunday 6:30 in the morning game our time. What are they thinking with this? Why do we have to suffer at 6:30 in the morning? Come on. You know,
to be fair, you suffer at 10 in the morning.
Well, you know, suffering is different, but I know most people suffer at 6:30 in the morning. There's no way I'm waking up for this.
Yeah, so, I didn't even wake up for this. And I'm a morning person. I'm like, you know what? Carolina, Tampa, I made sure my lineups were good the night before. Not happening.
Yeah, look, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans and CMC are in my lineup. I'm good. That's what it is. So 37-26. What did you see when you went over the highlights of this game?
And I went over the highlights. It was kind of one of those, McCaffrey didn't get the yards like normal, but still did what McCaffrey does, pay dirt. You had Jameis Winston. I think we talked about it last week, or we've talked about it before, where he's fantasy good, just don't watch how he does it. And that's how last week was. I think he threw for 400 yards, but still threw five picks. And that's almost impossible to do. That's just ridiculous. But in the end, I get over 20 fantasy points yet again for you. It's disgusting. But yeah, that's what these two teams can do for you week in and week out.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the problem with Jameis Winston is you just have to – I don't think it's going to happen, but I know a lot of people are like, well, when are they just going to go to the backup? And it's Ryan Griffin, so I don't think they're going to. I think Arians is going to let Winston have mistakes. So
yeah, I think you're better off with Winston than – it was one thing when Fitzmagic was there, but, you know, with Ryan Griffin, Winston's still probably your better bet. The weird thing is there's all these rumors of potentially, you know, trades for Winston. I don't see that happening, but maybe you do. That one surprises me a little bit.
I just don't like who is going to trade for him. You know, yeah, I know there's a lot of backup quarterbacks playing right now, but He's under a pretty decent sized contract. I don't know who's, going to go pluck him up. So, my first thought was, God, can Pittsburgh trade more picks? You know, and it's funny because coming out of college, that was who I compared Winston to, was Roethlisberger. They play a lot the same. And now they have, he has Ben's favorite offensive coordinator in Bruce Arians. I don't know why I like Bruce Arians so much, by the way, because all Arians did was hang him out to dry every single game. You know, drop back, throw 50 to 60 times and get your ass handed to you. And that's why Ben had so many injuries, early in his career, is because he was dropping back too much. Quarterback sneaks don't usually end up in injuries. It's weird to say that today.
I was about to say whoa about that one.
But they usually don't. There are better odds of getting hurt during a drop back than there are during sneaks. So
true.
And that's just the math on that. Baltimore 23 over the Bengals 17. What do you see here?
This was just Lamar Jackson, who was a running back this week, not a quarterback yet. Again, we're seeing him run like crazy. The other part that was kind of disappointing, it was a bad Cincinnati team, and Baltimore really didn't exploit it like we thought they would. Cincinnati hung around, and still no Joe Mixon love. It was the Auden Tate show, which is getting really frustrating.
Yeah, 12 targets for him, not the greatest of performances because he had five catches. They were for 91 yards, so that was nice. But Tyler Boyd needs to get more involved. We need more Joe Mixon. We can't keep having these 8 rushes for 10 yards. I asked the Welsh earlier, I'll ask it to you. I know Mahomes is hurt. We're assuming he's probably going to be out until the bye week and then come back week 13, I think is what the mindset is right now. But LeSean McCoy versus Joe Mixon in that stretch.
That is a really good question. You almost have to go McCoy because you think they're going to want to use the running backs more, even though Matt Moore is not a horrible backup. He's not a great starter, but he's not a horrible backup. You'd have to think Shady's going to get some more looks, especially with Damian Williams getting the workload just taken away from him, it seems like. I'd probably go McCoy, and that really hurts for a guy that owns Mixon in a few places.
Yeah, I think I'm still going upside of Mixon, hoping they get it right. I thought it was a real weird move to suspend Cordy Glenn this week. Like, you need that guy back. Well, he must have done something bad. So, but yeah, these were design runs, and I think it was for Baltimore to put it on film so that it's another thing that teams have to prepare for, and they were going against the Bengals, so they're like, we can do this against the Bengals. This is fine. What about the Browns losing again to Seattle this time, 32-28?
The Browns are just – I had high hopes for the Browns this year. It's ugly, really, really ugly. And the flip side, Seattle is just awesome. Seattle is a real well-oiled machine right now. Carson's a workhorse. Wilson's an MVP candidate. Seattle and the Niners taking charge in the NOS, or NFC West, is pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, it's been great there. I liked it when the Dodgers won 109 games in the NOS. That was my favorite part.
I actually liked the one where they lost Game 5 in the NLCS. That was fun too.
Absolute favorite part. Are you kidding me? Let's go, Howie Kendrick party. I don't know, man. I still like the Rams. I know they just got their ass handed to them. I still like the Rams in that division. We'll see, though. We'll see how it pans out.
We'll see this week against Atlanta. If they can't do it this week, then we might need to show concern.
Oh, if they lose to Atlanta, then I'm out. Yeah.
For me, I guess we'll talk about it when we get there, but they need to not just beat Atlanta. They need to beat Atlanta.
Yeah, they need to stomp them. The Saints 13, the Jaguars 6 in the barn burner of the week. What a great game, right?
Yeah, this went. We were all excited about, hey, they're letting Teddy throw the ball. Hey, yeah, no. We were back to every other week, and it's just like, what in the world? And somehow Fournette didn't get his either. It was a really weird game. I'm glad it wasn't on TV around my area game. It was bad.
Fournette was okay. Like he had over 100 total yards, so didn't get in the end zone. Houston beat Kansas City 31-24. We know that the Kansas City game was on last night, too. They won that one, but they dropped this one to the Texans. So what do you see here?
Deshaun Watson is, we already knew he was the real deal. He is the real deal. Will Fuller just missed another monster game. He would have back-to-back massive games. This Houston offense, even when they're sloppy, they're still super good. Like, it's a scary team. And yes, Kansas City won on Thursday night in Denver, but we've seen some good football teams figure out ways to slow down and slash beat Kansas City. be interesting to see what happens with no Mahomes for the next few weeks.
Good God, Denver looked bad, by the way. Oh.
Yeah. The Flacco elite conversation. I'm glad it's just a joke now, because it's like seriously, I know it's been said a lot, but how has John Elway, who was a good quarterback, not found a quarterback? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's strange the way he's done it. Like, the real bad one was Paxton Lynch, of course. We'll see what happens with Drew Lock. I think last night would have been a game. Had Drew Lock been healthy, he would have got in. Because yeah, Flacco true. Not only was bad, but his body language was terrible. And it was funny, Troy Aikman doesn't usually go that hard on especially his position at quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was going after Flacco last night. Let's go Washington and Miami. The Dolphins went for the 2-point conversion. I think it was the right call. But it was. Didn't get it. So,
well, it was the right call for two reasons. Because A, there's a good chance they'll screw it up. And B, hey, go for the win. Why go to overtime? No one needs to see these two teams play an extra 15 minutes. So it was a really great call there. And Miami stayed strong for that number one pick. Big fan of that. Otherwise, two horrible teams. And Washington's about to get trucked this week.
Oh, yeah, they are too. The Eagles and the Vikings. What do you see out of that one? 38-20 Vikings over the Eagles.
Second straight week where we saw the passing attack unload. Cook still had fell into the end zone, but it was good. Diggs went nuts. Thielen got his still for the second straight week. Cousins was a banana. He was very efficient, though, so people need to pay attention to that. He's not as efficient. It's not nearly as fun. But we're seeing what Minnesota can do. We just need to hope it continues as fantasy owners.
So I put out a poll on Sunday, and I don't have Diggs anywhere. So I was asking Diggs owners, is this the breakout and you're good, or is this the, all right, good game, let's go ahead and sell them now? Where are you on that?
I would all, like, I own Diggs in a couple of places. I would sell them if the price is right, obviously, because the thing with Diggs is what we saw this week. He has the big weeks, and then he has the weeks he disappears for like 3 weeks, like we've seen, because he has to have the big plays unless we see volume go up. But like I said, Cousins was so efficient, he still didn't throw it a ton of times. Like, if he could have had 5 for 45 really easily, and then he had nothing. So
Diggs or Juju?
I'll still take Diggs because I have no faith in your offense. I'm sorry.
No, I'm
sorry.
Blame you.
I just don't.
You think I blame you for that? Yeah. Absolutely not. Diggs or Cortland Sutton?
I'd probably go Cortland Sutton because I'm a fan of volume that has the potential to go big. The volume is going to be there. We even saw that on Thursday night. The volume was great. I think he ended up around 15 PPR points. If he just breaks one or finds the end zone, you have 20 plus. And he's been doing that week in and week out, where Diggs has not.
How about last one here? Diggs versus Chark.
Ooh, that's good. That's real good. I think I go Chark just for the fact that we've seen the relationship with Minshew. I think we're going to have more games where Jacksonville has to throw the ball and be aggressive, where Minnesota does have a sound defense, and they have a great back end Cook that they can mix and match. Where Jacksonville, I don't really trust their defense as much, so I go Chark, but that's really close.
Let's move on here. Cardinals 34, Falcons 33. I don't know if you saw it live, but the Matt Bryant missed extra point was just, it was sad, you know, because Matt Bryant's an old guy, and, you know, if you can't miss an extra point, what are you doing? You know, I mean, I know the kickers have been horrible this season, but they got to find somebody that can make an extra point. So surprised to see him still have a job. What did you think of this one here?
It's kind of what we expected when it comes to just all out offense in this one. And by the way, Arizona outright was a pick last week. Just throwing that one out there. the biggest thing for me, I guess, is with all that offense still being in play, Fitzgerald didn't like go bananas, which surprised me. And Murray didn't run a lot. So that's
he didn't need to, though. He threw many yards.
Well, what I loved about it when you look back at what happened is finally it seemed like the first few weeks Kingsbury was feeling out his team and he still didn't figure it out. Last week, it was a very efficient Kyler Murray, a lot of play action for Kyler Murray. Yes, it was Atlanta's defense, but this looked like a really good, different offense, but good offense.
Do you think that Atlanta or Baylor has a better defense right now? Like, if you just took the defense of Baylor and put them in, would they have hit Deshaun Watson more than one time?
Oh, man.
But I mean, this is all obviously sarcasm.
I know, but it's true because Atlanta has zero pass rush at all. Baylor, I'll give Baylor a chance just because they're athletes. They might try to gamble a little more on it.
Yeah, just throw in the best five athletes there.
And yeah, you might let them run.
You might have a better chance. You know, just go get the quarterback. That's your only job. You don't have to tackle anybody, which is what Atlanta's doing anyway. The Niners over the Rams, 20-7. How do you like this one?
I liked it a lot. The Niners defense is very, very good. They have so many, like, it's frustrating for fantasy owners because if they spread it out well, they limit the chances Garoppolo has to take. I'm a big fan of what the Niners are doing. And the Rams, like we said, we've got to see what they can do this weekend against Atlanta because it's been a couple weeks of really, like, what the heck is going on there.
The Broncos 16, the Titans zip.
Yeah, that game should go get kicked to the ether somewhere. That was horrible.
The Jets, who you picked over the Cowboys straight up 24-22. I was surprised by this, but you were not.
Yeah, there's this Dallas team, when they go through this every year, they just have that rut. And right now they're in a rut because Zeke is the reason they're in a rut. They paid him, and now they want to give him the ball. And it didn't help that Cooper went out. Gallup had some big misses. They need to keep using the passing game there. That's going to be a big thing to see. And then Sam Darnold changes that offense. Robbie Anderson had some big plays. Crowder got tons of looks again like we saw early in the year. The Jets team's not going to be a great regular team. They'll be competitive. But fantasy football-wise, they're relevant again.
How about my Steelers over the Chargers here, 24-17?
Yeah, the Chargers have some big issues. They got to figure out real quick. They got to start throwing Keenan Allen the football again. And your Pittsburgh Steelers, I hope James Conner's not too banged up. That's all I have to say.
Well, they're on a bye week, so he'll be coming back just fine. And he came back in that game, so I think he's going to be okay. I just don't know, you know, is he going to break down again?
Yeah, because they're gonna rely on him pretty heavily.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but Mason should be coming back, and you know, once again, no offense, but the next game is against the Dolphins. So
on Monday Night Football, folks, don't forget that Monday Night Football.
Is there a more pathetic Monday Night Football matchup of all time? Like, I hope someone does that. I hope they rank like the worst Monday Night matchups of all time, because this one has to be one of the worst.
It has to be one of the worst by far.
And the last game of the week was, of course, the Monday night game that the refs gave to the Packers, 23-22 over the Lions. I mean, can you gain anything out of this, seeing all of those nonsense flags?
No, this was embarrassing. Like, if I was I'd want to quit my own job. Like, that was horrible. Absolutely horrible. The best thing about it were the memes on Tuesday of all the refs getting the game balls and stuff. Like, because it was
doing the Lambo leap. That was my favorite one.
Well, hey, by the way, when you kick a game winning field goal and you have to get a boost to the Lambo leap, you should just, you're done.
Well, I already did this with the Welsh. Have you looked at Adam Schefter jumping in to do the Lambo leap yet?
I can imagine that's pretty bad too.
Oh, you got to pull it up on Twitter. So we'll get your reaction of that after the break here. Stick around because we are going to go over all of the games for this week, plus prop bets with Casey Bubba. So stick with us. We will be right back.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
All right, we're back from break. Remember, you can follow us on the Twitter at BDentric for Casey, at Bogman Sports for me, at Is It The Welsh for the Welsh. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. We've got you covered with football, baseball, basketball, college football, minor league baseball. Everything that you want is over at In This League, so go check it out. Casey, of course, has Bench with Bubba and the myriad of other podcasts. Most recently, the DFS one on Fantrax. Casey, what other podcasts are you on? You got Bench with Bubba, the DFS one, and 100 other more that I can never remember the names of.
I got Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo. We're kind of in a slower year there for some scheduling deals, but we have that. I have Always Pressing PGA DFS. I have the 2-Point Conversion, NFL DFS. I have two DFS shows for football right now. And I think I'm probably forgetting something right now, but there's Benched with Bubba is my flagship. I do a baseball one during the season, MLB quick hits, but that's done now, thank goodness. But yeah, tons and tons of content all the time. And I just love talking sports in general. Baseball is my passion, but obviously love me some football. So always a good time.
Now, I want to know if there are many worse things that you've seen than that Adam Schefter attempted Lambeau leap, because you watched it on the break and it's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like really sad. It's almost like, I guess, you know, like a little Timmy in movies trying to reach for things and he can't get there. It'd be like, you know, someone putting Carl's Jr. close to us, Boggs, but we just couldn't reach it.
I wouldn't help anyone reach it anymore. I'm done.
Well, you're good now, but you know what I mean? Like in those days, in those tough times, trying to get that, it was bad. Like I'm a big boy. I'm a very big boy. I can jump at least halfway up that wall. But that, yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's really good when sports journalists cover things and they have zero athletic ability. Zero.
Yeah, you know, it's... I don't know how much better I would be, but I know I would be better. So
your effort would at least be better.
Yeah.
Like, his effort was like literally, help, pull me up. He's the guy in gym class right now that I guarantee you never got a pull up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's it's not surprising. Yeah, and he had to have everybody help him. I mean, that was just... It's bad effort. It's a bad effort. And it's one of those things where I hope that I almost feel like he had to have lost a bet to do that. Right.
Yeah. Cause you have to go into that knowing you have no chance and you're on national television. So if you have no chance, why? Like pull up with a hammy halfway there or something. Don't make that jump.
I'm trying to find where the excuse would be for him to do this. You know what I mean? Like
he had to lose a bet, like you said.
Yeah, it had to be lose a bet, or maybe he, you know, he's in a suit there, or, you know, at least, you know, slacks and a belt and a button up shirt and stuff like that. So maybe that had something to do with it. He's probably in dress shoes. That doesn't help. Like I'm trying to add up for the case because I'm also a short guy. I don't think I'm as short as Schefter, but I'm a short guy here. But I don't know. I've got better ups than that, and I don't have much ups. So
yeah, that was bad.
All right, let's get into the week 7 schedule here. We're going to start out with a high scoring affair. Cardinals at the New York Giants. Giants are -3. The over is 50.5. How do you see that one going?
Giants and the over. Giants and the over. There's going to be zero defense play in this game, but somehow Danny Dimes makes it happen.
And I put his pass yards pretty high here. I set it at 300. Maybe that's too much, but the Cardinals don't have much of a passing defense, although Patrick Peterson is coming back from his suspension in this one. So 300 as the passing yards for him.
With Ingram back, with Saquon back, we saw what Tate did last week. I'll take the over, and this one is a lot of dump-off safety passes will help him go a long ways.
How about Kyler Murray? I said his total yards at 325. The Giants' defense is probably a little bit better than the Cardinals. That's not saying a ton. The Cardinals have a lot of work to do as far as the draft and free agency and stuff to get better there. But 325, I'm thinking, 250 pass yards and 75 rush yards. Of course, any combo will work. He could go over 325 passing yards. So what do you think here?
Yeah, it's almost the exact combo. I was thinking like 250 and 75, 260, 65, something along there. I'll take the over. I think if I think this game is going over, Kyler's going to have a big part of that.
Saquon Barkley is coming back from his injury, which I thought was a torn meniscus. It must not have been because he's back in 2 weeks. So it's whatever. Injuries are different for Saquon Barkley because he's just a better person than the rest of us. So physically, financially, looks, everything. Barkley is just better. And I do think we should, I said this on the Black Book, you tell me if I'm wrong. I think we should use his blood to heal the other injured athletes. You think we should do that? Is that going too far?
You might be onto something there. They talk about doping and all that stuff, and this guy might have the cure in there somewhere, because what he suffered, he should not be back so soon from. You are correct on this.
So I put his touches, knowing he's coming off the injury, I put his touches at 15. I feel like they're going to want to limit him a little bit the first game back, which is a difficult thing to do with a player of his caliber, because he wants the ball and you want to give him the ball. But I feel like you have to have some sort of self-control with him coming back. And maybe they do, but maybe they also say, hey, look, he said he's fine. We're giving him 30 touches. So I put it at 15. You think he's going over that?
Yeah, I'm going to go over. I'm giving the Giants a lot of credit here because I know they're not the smartest franchise, but I'm not bringing this guy back till he's ready for a full workload. So I'm assuming he's good to go. So over.
Yeah. Well, you know what happens when we assume. So.
Yep. I'm good at that, too.
The Texans are on the road at the Colts. The line is the Colts by 1. The over is 47.5. How do you see this one going?
I love this line. I'm going the Colts and the under in this one. I think it's two division rivals. I wanted to go over, but I'm going to take the under in this one.
All right, under here. I put DeAndre Hopkins receiving yards at 75.
I'm going to go under here as well. I think they have to spread it out. You're going to see they keep using the tight end. Fuller will get his. I'll go under.
How about Jacoby Brissett passing yards? I set it at 245.
This is a good number because I was thinking around 250-ish. I'll take the over, but it's really, really close. Really close.
Darren Fells catches. He's been good recently. I set it at 4.5.
He's been very good, especially in the red zone. I'm going to take the under.
You're going to take the under? So it's only, do you think he gets 4? Do you think this is we've seen enough of Darren Fells. They're going to start using some of the real weapons.
I think it's like 3 or 4. That's probably about right.
Now, I'm curious on the Colts take, because the Welsh and I both picked Houston.
Of course you did.
Well, it's 1 point. And your standard, if you're at home and you're the favorite, is 3. So really, on a neutral field, Houston would be favored in this game. But they've looked good. The offensive line seems to be gelling a little bit more. And the Colts are potentially without Houston and Toure went to the IR. No concern about the Colts pass rush?
Well, there's always a concern with the Colts pass rush, but there's also concern with the Houston's offensive line,
yeah,
which is big. And I think it's the letdown spot after that game in Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point to make, the letdown spot. The Dolphins, your Dolphins, are on the road at the Buffalo Bills. Jeez. The line is 17, over is 41. Let me take a look to see. I mean, obviously, we don't do this on different days with you and me, and it's obviously this is all one flowed hour. This is there's no way we're recording this or anything. But
obviously,
on occasion, lines will change mid-show. So I just want to make sure that this one didn't adjust, because that line is huge. I've heard it from anywhere from 15 to 17. It's been jumping around a little bit. So, nope, it's holding. 17.
Okay. The Bills are favored by 17 over any football team. It's just amazing. And they've been good. I'm taking Miami and the 17 points. Wow.
I finally did too.
Fitzmagic is starting this week, folks. He'll at least throw it around and give him a chance.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that there's much of a difference between Rosen and Fitzpatrick, but I 17 points, it's, I'm not always, you know, for sure that Buffalo's going to score 17. Now, yep, they could shut you guys out, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was, you know, just like we saw the Broncos and the Titans last week, 16 zip. So I took Miami too. What do you think on the 41?
I'll take the over.
Over. Okay.
It's going to be close, but I'll take the over in this one. I think they get a little bit of magic going there, and then you got Allen hooking it up with his situation, so I'll go over.
Now, I put the Josh Allen passing yards at 260. What do you think about 260?
I'll go under. Like, he's going to be around 250. He's going to get a lot on the ground as well.
Devontae Parker receiving yards, I set that at 50.
I'll take the over there with Fitzpatrick. He's going to try to feed Parker and Williams. I like Parker quite a bit.
Is Williams just now the two?
He should be if he's not. But then again, this is Miami. So,
right, I'm not sure, think, I know they... didn't they extend Wilson and Grant?
Yeah, they paid people because they have a great front office. But Williams should be, and I think is, the two.
Okay. Devin Singletary coming back off of his injury. 60 yards I put total for him. You think over or under that?
Under, because Frank Gore is going to pound the rock over and over again.
Okay.
I can't wait till that's green next week. After that pause, I cannot wait till that's green next week.
Well, I'm not saying Frank Gore can't. I just, it just takes a couple big runs for Singletary. I'm not the biggest Singletary fan. I did like him, especially in this situation. But, he was pretty far down my draft board as far as running backs out of this class went. He's not as explosive as people make him out to be. He scored a ton of touchdowns at FAU, but he also got caught from behind on occasion. So I do like him, just not as much as other people do. Moving on here from that game, Minnesota on the road at Detroit. Minnesota favored by 1.5. The over is 44.
Give me Detroit and the over.
Detroit. Now, let me ask you something here. Are you taking Detroit because they are going to get every single call in this game? Because if they don't, there should be riots.
That's definitely something that should take place. Yes, that should be, like, for the people of Flint, that should happen. But the other reason is Detroit's actually a good football team. They should have beat the Packers in Green Bay. They almost beat Kansas City. They kind of got screwed on that one, too. They're actually a really good football team.
Dalvin Cook, total yards. He is the number one running back on Fantasy Pros. So I put it kind of high. I mean, this isn't high for Dalvin Cook, but 110.
I'm going to take the over, total yards over. They're going to have to utilize him more. I think with Slay kind of taking out one of the receivers, he's going to have to use Cook quite a bit.
Now, I'm going to make a bold statement, and I want to know if you agree with this. Kerryon Johnson sucks. He's not that good.
I think he's actually pretty good. I think he might be overrated because some people like to just slobber all over him. But I think he's still, I don't think he sucks.
All right. I think he sucks. I don't think he's that good. I said his rush yards at 55 because I think he's hit that once this year. And Minnesota's obviously a good defense. So I said a little bit lower than people would expect. Kerryon Johnson at 55.
Yeah, I'll take the over on that one, especially after my comments I made. He will go over that. Man of my word.
Bet he doesn't. Kirk Cousins' pass yards, 250. He's been better the last 2 weeks. I think, you know, it would probably be smart of them to attack Detroit on both fronts through the air and, you know, not just do their run at 50 times bit. But I set it at 250. What do you think of Kirk Cousins' passing yards this week?
Yeah, I'm going to go over. I think a lot of it would be checkdowns to Cook and then to his other boys. But, yeah, give me the over on 250.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know if Diggs has – like, if Diggs has another decent week, you definitely – you got to sell him after this one. That's just the smart move to make. Oakland at Green Bay, Bubba. Green Bay favored by 5.5 points. 47 is the over. I think our guy Pizapia, I mean, we know that he just hates Aaron Rodgers for no reason at all. I think it's because Aaron Rodgers is considered the number two quarterback of this era, and he's not close to Brady. So, and I think Joe just wants to reinforce that he's not close to Brady, and that's
sounds like a Patriots thing to do. Yeah.
Exactly, very much so. So I think he's taking Oakland in this game. I'm not. I think I'm still going with Green Bay, but you know what? I think against the spread, I picked Oakland against the spread because I don't think Green Bay is as good as they're being made out to be. But I don't know. What do you think? How do you see this game playing out?
Yeah, I'll take Oakland against the spread. Green Bay is going to win, but I do agree. Green Bay's just, they're flawed. They're very flawed right now.
Over under?
I'll take, this is tough, 47. I'll take the under. I'll take the under in this one.
We're going samesies all the way on this one. Oakland and the under. Josh Jacobs rushing yards, I set it at 70 against Green Bay.
I'm going to go over. Green Bay's rush defense is horrific, and the games where Oakland has been close or winning games, you see a lot of Josh Jacobs.
Aaron Rodgers pass yards, 240. I'm so concerned about him in this game because Davante Adams is out. MVS most likely out. Jaron Mialson out. So who are they throwing the ball to? Allen Lazard?
It's Lazard season, folks. It's Lazard season. That's right. What you're seeing. It's not good. It is. It's not good at all. It's going to be a lot of dump offs to Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. And I'll take the over 240 because that's just what Aaron Rodgers does. He cannot live in a world where he doesn't throw enough.
And then I put Allen Lazard catches on here, and I put 3.5, Mr. DFS. He's probably a guy you've been talking about this week, right?
I'm going over there. He's like your free wide receiver square. He's cheap, cheap, cheap. And if Allison and a company are officially all out, you almost have to play Lazard just for his savings.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's not pretty at all. It's like playing playing Auden Tate when he was super cheap. You know, you have a Lazard. It's just how it's going to go. But you might not have to. There's a bunch of running backs. Kamara's already officially out. So you have Latavius Murray's cheap. David Johnson's already a game time decision. So you have Edmonds cheap. There's other options.
Yeah, I mean, I think DJ's going to play. But and Lazard, it's funny that you mentioned Tate because they're kind of the same guy. They're both guys that didn't have great showings at the combine. They run a little bit slow, but they're gigantic. You know, 6'5 for Lazard, and I think 6'6 for Tate. They're huge, huge red zone targets. So, you know, Green Bay shows up in the red zone, which they're going to. It's still Oakland. You know, I know they're coming off a bye and they just beat Chicago, but it's still Oakland. Green Bay is going to be in the red zone. You know, Allen Lazard could have a nice week here. So I'm all about it as well. I think that's the last one we can get to before the break here. Out of these games that we picked so far, which one are you most excited about watching, if any? Arizona at New York, Houston at Indy, Miami at Buffalo, Minnesota at Detroit, Oakland at Green Bay.
It's a toss-up between Arizona and the Giants and then Minnesota and Detroit. Because Arizona Giants, I just like the fireworks. I love offense. It's like chicks dig the long ball. Chicks love offense and football. That's how it goes. But Minnesota Detroit seems like that really good two teams on the cusp of the postseason playoff bound type stuff. Really interesting divisional game there.
Yeah, I like the divisional one, but I'm all about the scoring. Give me Danny Dimes versus Kyler Murray. But we're going to hit a break, and when we come back, we will cover the rest of the games for Week 7. It's ITL on FNTSY.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends is in the...
In this league.
In the dark.
This is it. This is all we're doing. Last segment of In This League on FNTSY for the week. It's me and it's Casey Bubba covering your games. All right. Let's get serious for a second here. Bubba. Are the Dolphins going to win a game?
I hope not. I have embraced the suck. I've embraced it. I was so happy. I was very happy when they missed a kick and punt conversion. I'm going they will not win a game because that might have been their easiest game, and the Jets are actually decent with Darnold, so they are not winning a game.
The Bengals, though. Bengals might not win a game.
Yeah, that's a tough... The Dolphins will be the first team ever to go undefeated and winless in a season. Same. We're going to have to pop those champagne bubbles, folks.
Are any of those guys still alive? The champagne poppers.
Mercury Morris all the time. He's out there. He's waiting for the Niners and the Patriots to lose. Don't you worry.
Ooh, all right. Well, the rest of these games here, speaking of winless, how about we go Jacksonville at Cincinnati? Jacksonville, 3.5-point favorites. The over is 44 here.
Give me Jacksonville and the under in this one.
Jacksonville and the under. And Leonard Fournette, total yards, I'm going to put it at 100.
I'll go over. It's going to be a heavy Leonard Fournette week. He's one of the best DFS plays on the slate.
If I set it at 150, what would you have said?
That's a lot closer. I probably would have taken overs because I love him that much this week, but that's a lot better number.
Yeah, I mean, 150 is...
I think like 130 is probably like that really ringing, like real close part.
We just did our DFS picks, and I definitely have Fournette in my FanDuel lineup this week. So, you know, I mean, I can't play it, but our guy Drew plays it for us. So, goddamn Arizona. Tyler Boyd catches 5. I feel like it has to be more than 5 this week.
They have to feed him the rock. The fact that he got so few looks. I think he had 7 targets for 3 catches last week. You have to pepper him. You cannot use Auden Tate as your number one, so go over.
Gardner Minshew, total yards in this one. I mean, Cincinnati, I feel bad for them. You know, and I am
shocked. Are you okay?
It takes a lot for me to feel bad for Cincinnati. They have no offensive line. The defensive line has been okay, but it's just not that great. The linebackers are bad. And the one thing that they've had is the secondary. And William Jackson goes down. Drake Kirkpatrick goes down. They're missing their starting corners. So I put Gardner Minshew's total yards here because he does run a little bit. I set it at 300. And I feel like that is going to look high, especially when you're picking the under. But this game could be 35-3 Jacksonville, and Minshew could go way over that. So how do you see that playing out, Gardner Minshew's passing game in this one?
Yeah, I think Minshew has a big game. I'm still going to take the under, but I agree with what you said. It's one of those that could go pretty bananas. I just think it's going to be 25-plus carries for Fournette and company, and they just limit what Minshew has to do because he's not going to have to do much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much he's going to have to do either. Someone asked me, by the way, they're like, you ever consider shaving the beard off and doing the Uncle Rico look? Because I had my headband on during my Thursday night stream the other night, and I was like, no. When I lose 50 pounds, the beard can go. But until that...
People don't understand, for us big guys, we got to hide something below the chin there.
Yeah.
It's part of the deal.
Other chins, right.
Yes, exactly. Plural.
And the LA Rams at the Atlanta Falcons, probably the most fun game to watch offensively this week. The Rams are favored by only 3, and the over is 55.
This line screams that they're just trying to bait Rams people in. Like, bait them in. I'm still taking the Rams. I am taking the bait. Give me the Rams. But like any other normal person, you're going to hear a lot of sharp, quote unquote, people say you take the Falcons and the points in this. But give me the Rams.
And the over 55?
Yes, yes, yes. I want fireworks. I want Katy Perry singing fireworks on this one.
I want Katy Perry doing other things.
Yeah, I had to clean it up for the folks at home.
Matt Ryan pass yards. I put it at 315 here.
I'm going to go over. He's going to be behind probably by like 20 points at the half and flinging it everywhere.
Jared Goff pass yards. We just talked about how there's no pass rush. People are very concerned. He's thrown 7 touchdowns and 7 picks. It's been bad for Goff so far this year, but 335, I think I would go over. I wanted to put it 350, but what do you think?
It's a good number because I don't trust the running game in L.A. They should just be throwing it at will. So I'll take the over as well. I just don't feel comfortable with it, but I'll take the over.
Cooper Kupp catches. He's 6.
You go way over. He's getting at least 10 catches this week.
10 catches. All right.
They're feeding Cooper Kupp this week.
I love that. Let's go. A less exciting game this week would be the Niners, 9.5-point favorites, on the road against the Washington R-Words. 41.5 is the over here. What do you think about the Niners at Washington?
I'm going to take the Redskins plus 9.5 and give me the under in this one.
Washington and the under. I know you like to take those points. I'm a little surprised in this one, though, because you got to watch Washington's offense last week. George Kittle receiving yards, 80.
Yeah, you can torch Washington in the tight end game. I'll take the over there.
Case Keenum passing yards, I'm going to put it at 230. I don't think they're going to be able to run, and I don't know. I think Peterson came back to practice on Friday, so it looks like he's going to be good to go, but he's definitely not 100%, and no Chris Thompson. We might see Josh Ferguson get in this game, so I feel like Keenum is going to have to pass, but is he going to get more than one Mississippi?
Hey, that's the million-dollar question. I'm going to take the over just because he's going to have to pass. But it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty at all.
Tevin Coleman total yards at 85.
Give me the over. I think they're going to run the ball a lot on Washington this week.
The LA Chargers are on the road against the Tennessee Titans. Who cares? This game is going to be bad. You're a secret Phillip Rivers fan. Tennessee, I guess not so secret. Tennessee is favored by 240.5. The over here.
Give me Tennessee and the over in this one. Ryan Tannehill's back, folks.
Ryan Tannehill right here. Just tell me the difference between Ryan Tannehill and Marcus Mariota.
Maybe a couple inches.
That's it, though, right?
I mean, they're both bad. They're both really, really bad. Yeah,
All right, so Phillip Rivers passing yards. I mean, talk about not getting one Mississippi. He got banged around against Pittsburgh, but he stood strong. You know, it's Phillip Rivers. You expect him to. The guy playing on a torn ACL the entire AFC Championship game against the Patriots. 235 yards.
I'm going to go over. If there's any man that belongs playing a game in Nashville, it's Phillip Rivers. So give me the over in this one.
Melvin Gordon total yards, I'm putting it at 80.
Under. I haven't been impressed with him at all. They should have stuck with Eckler. I know why they didn't, but it's been not good.
They should trade him. You know, I mean, that's really what they should do is just get something for him because he's not re-signing with you. Go get a 4th-round pick. Who cares?
Yeah, get anything right now.
Get him out of there. Ryan Tannehill, total yards. You know, he does like to run as he's a converted wide receiver playing quarterback. 250 total yards for Tannehill.
We're going over because this Chargers defense is that bad. We saw a guy that Duck called champion dominate them. So Tannehill can get 250.
Well, I don't know. You know, Duck didn't do much. So that was really
game the manager defense. Duck.
Yeah, that was really the defense. And I don't think the Chargers have the defense that or the Titans don't. And that Pittsburgh does. It's the one good thing that they have. The Ravens at the Seahawks. I'm going to be paying attention to this game. This is going to be a fun one to watch. Anytime you can get Russell at, Russell and Lamar playing in a game, this is a fun one. Seattle minus 3.5, 48.5 is the over here. How do you see this one going?
This has one of those like pickup hoops mentalities to it. I got Seattle and I got the over. This is my like sneaky, fun, stack them up DFS game. Like the not so obvious 50 plus point total. This is the fun one.
I John McCain this one so many times. I just flip flop. I went to I started out with Seattle and then I flipped to Baltimore. I was just like, I feel like this is going to be a close game. So I guess I have to take the points. But I think both the defenses are overrated, especially especially Baltimore. See, now I want to go with Seattle. I'll let you.
Be a lot of points scored in this one.
I'll let you talk about this game. How about that? Lamar Jackson rush yards, I put it at 60.
I'm going to go over because I think we've seen it the last few weeks. He's running more and passing less, and he'll be running around quite a bit in Seattle.
I see, that's one I have a hard time with, too, because I don't think they're going to design as many runs as they did against Cincinnati.
I don't think they're all designed runs is the problem.
Right, right. It's just the way they split up those running backs last week made me nervous about, you know, owner marking. I think this is it for me and Guillotine. I think I'm gone. Because
you made it a lot longer than you thought you were going to.
Kamara is my big player, and he's cooked. So yeah. I haven't even, you know, that news came down like an hour ago. I haven't even looked to see what the hell I'm doing in that one. So we're going to have to go look at some point here. Chris Carson rush yards, I put at 85.
I'm going to go over. He's just the man. He's going to get a lot of the passing game, but I'm going to go over 85 rushing yards.
Are you safe in even deeper leagues to cut Penny now?
Safe's a big word. I would, though. I think we've seen it even through the fumble times that they trust Carson. That is their guy. Like, he's going to have to get hurt or really, really screw up to lose that job, it looks like.
Looking like no Marquise Brown, I put Mark Andrews catches at 5.5.
Yeah, if I think this game is going to be a shootout, Mark Andrews will get well over 5.5. He's going to get fed.
All right, so let's look here in Guillotine. Now that I officially have no Alvin Kamara, so I'm going to move Ingram from my flex up to that running back spot. Here are my choices: Jordan Howard and Preston Williams.
Oh, my. Oh, my. You got to go Jordan Howard almost.
Yeah, I think so. I'll be scouring the wire to see, but I've got Aaron Rodgers against Oakland, Ingram against Seattle, Aaron Jones against Oakland, Tyler Lockett, Mike Williams, Darius Slayton, Mark Andrews, and Jordan Howard.
It's not a bad roster.
Chargers defense.
Okay, well, it wasn't a bad roster.
No, it's not.
I'm kidding.
But we're down to 10. You know. Yeah.
That's tough.
So everyone's been picking everybody up. I'm out of money at this point, so I didn't get anybody this week. The Saints are on the road at Chicago. This one feels super trappy to me. Chicago is -3. The under is 38. I don't know how to feel about it. What do you got in this one?
Give me Chicago and the under.
Chicago and the under. All right. I think I went Chicago in the over. David Montgomery rush yards, I put it at 70. He's been better recently. Looks like they're using him a little more. I think he could get that against the Saints. What do you think?
They are using him more. I think it's going to be a slow pound him out football game, and I'm still going to take the under in this one. I like the Saints rush defense isn't as bad as I think people think.
So you think he's like, you know, between 50 and 60, somewhere in that range?
Yeah, he's hovering around the 60 mark. That's kind of where I'm thinking.
Allen Robinson receiving yards. They should be, Welsh made this point. I think it's great that Marcus Lattimore usually follows someone around, but he doesn't go to the slot. I think it's like 14% of the time he goes to the slot or something. And Robinson takes a ton of snaps out of the slot. So people that are worried about the matchup, the corner wide receiver matchup, he's not going to have Lattimore on him the entire game, it seems, unless they just change it up. So I put it at 75 yards because he seems to be Trubisky's number one guy. So how do you see that playing out?
Yeah, it's about the only option they have with Mitchell back. It'll be big there. And if Lattimore's not on him, I'll take the over, but I'm just not overly offensive in this game right now.
You sound begrudgingly taking the over.
Yeah, this feels like the Saints-Titans game from last week all over again.
Teddy Bridgewater passing yards, 250.
I'll take the under in that one.
Under in that one. That's pretty easy under. Philly is on the road against Dallas. Dallas are 3-point home favorites. 49 is the over here. How do you see this one going?
Give me Dallas and the over. We get to see a nice NFC East shootout, but Dallas gets it going, gets some passing with Dak and company.
Dallas in the over. I went Philly in the over, so we'll see. Zeke rushing yards at 90.
Yeah, I hate Zeke. I really do. I really hate him. I'm going to go under.
You're going to go under? You just picked Dallas, and their best weapon is going to go under 90?
Yeah, you didn't say total yards. You said rushing yards. I said it's a passing attack. They're getting the passing attack going. Not the Zeke.
You do against Philly. I just don't know if you deal with all those wide receivers out. Dak Prescott passing yards 265.
Over.
There we go. I knew
this is going to be it just has a feeling of a red sheet coming up in this one.
I think I made some interesting lines in this one. We'll see. Jordan Howard touchdowns, I put at one.
For your guillotine sake,
yes.
We will say over.
Yes. If I put it at four, let's go over. Let's go. Let's get those four scores. Come on, Jordan Howard. I'm hoping so. I picked Philly in this one. I didn't want to. I wanted to take Dallas because they're at home. But with Cooper out, with Cobb probably out, how are they going to get it going? It's all Michael Gallup. He's coming back from being banged up as well.
Well, Cooper's now more probable than not.
Really? I didn't see that. Okay, that must have. Yeah,
it still might be a game time decision, but he's actually showing signs of playing this week. No.
Ugh. I mean, I think he's going to be a decoy if anything.
I think he should sit out, but that's the latest and greatest.
New England at the New York Jets. New England favored by 9.5 points. 44 is the over. You called the Jets win last week. Are we doing it again here?
The Jets are covering. They're not winning. They're covering with the over.
Covering and the over. Sam Darnold, let's go. Tom Brady passing yards are put at 230.
Over.
Well over or just over?
Like 250 to 260.
Okay, that's well over. 20 yards. Le'Veon Bell total yards, I put at 75. I feel like that's a low number, but Bill Belichick does like to take away whatever your best option is.
Yeah, it's a low number, but he was pretty low last week. I'll still take the over because they need to use him as much as possible, and hopefully they go back to it because they kind of went away from him last week.
Jamison Crowder catches. I'm going to put it at 7. He's been getting a ton whenever Sam Darnold's in there.
Yeah, he's eaten quite a bit. I'm going to take under because 7's a lot, but the way he's there with Darnold, you wouldn't be shocked if he gets 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, I know. It's just been crazy with him. I like DT in this game, too, because I think they should be playing from behind. DT got a ton of snaps last week, and it looks like still no Chris Herndon. So,
and he's angry about the Patriots. There was a quote earlier this week says, the second time coming back to New England was a waste of my time.
Revenge game.
Yeah, revenge like game narrative. You've seen it here, folks.
Welsh made fun of me because I said I like Demaryius Thomas and revenge game. He's like, you like the revenge game? I'm like, well, you know, it's not so much a revenge game, but it is kind of. So
narratives like are said, fun.
Come on. It's a waste of his time to go back to. But that is going to wrap it up for us. This is going to be an interesting week. I think we're opposite on a bunch of stuff here. So we'll see how it ends up playing out. But remember, you can follow us on the Twitter at BDentric for Bubba, at Bogman Sports for me, at Is It the Welsh. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. Good luck in all your matchups, and we will see you next week. Take it easy.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.